Animal rescues are common this time of year. In this morning's Newsmaker, KMZU's Price Mintemeyer speaks with a rescue operation that deals with animals not normally thought of.
January is National Adopt-A-Rescued Bird Month, and the Humane Society of Missouri, partnered with the Long Meadow Rescue Ranch, are helping to spread awareness about the adoption of these feathered friends while offering adoptable birds for just $5 all month long. Amanda Mullen, the director of Long Meadow Rescue Ranch, wants to let the public know about this special promotion.
So right now at Long Meadow, we currently have chickens and ducks available for adoption. We do at times have other farmyard type birds available, like turkeys and guineas and peacocks and such. But at this time, we have chickens, which includes hens and roosters, and we have ducks available. So that's specifically what we have right now. It could change at any moment as we rescue more birds. We could have other types become available, but at this time, it's just the chickens and ducks.
Long Meadow Rescue Ranch rescues these birds from situations where they cannot live in the wild.
So the birds that we get in, they're all domestic birds. So they're sometimes they come in as strays. It may be a duck that somebody purchased and they thought they could just release onto a pond, but that's not an appropriate place for a domestic duck. They will not survive. So concerned citizens will find that duck, bring them to us as a stray. We also have people that do the right thing and contact us if they've purchased maybe a chick or a duck and they find out quickly that maybe it's something that they're not prepared for, that can't live its life in their bathtub, for example. So we do have owner surrenders that come in that way. And then most of the birds that we get in, just like the other farm animals and horses, are rescues where they come in where maybe an owner finds themselves with more animals than they can handle. There's neglect going on where there's inadequate food and water. There's not adequate vet care, and we get those animals in, we rehabilitate them, and then put them up for adoption.
If you are interested in celebrating National Adopt-A-Rescued Bird Month with an adoption from the Long Meadow Rescue Ranch, there are some steps you'll need to take.
And then with the birds, you can fill out an application to adopt while you're here. We do ask to see pictures of your housing set up for them. And then what we're looking for as far as the pictures is we just want to make sure that there's appropriate, safe housing for them. And so we're talking about birds that would be living outside of the home. But they still need a solid structure for shelter, so something similar to a chicken coop with some secure fencing to keep them protected from, you know, even birds, predator birds that could come to attack them from the top, eagles, hawks, things like that, and solid fencing that's going to keep them protected from other land predators like fox, raccoons, opossums, things like that. And even some areas in towns and in subdivisions, you're now allowed to own chickens or ducks. But before you come to adopt, you want to check, see what your municipality allows and what your subdivision allows. And that way, you don't find yourself in a situation where you've already acquired a small flock of birds and have a building for them and everything, and then you find out you're not allowed to keep them.
For more information on animals available for adoption and directions to the ranch, visit the Humane Society's website or longmeadowrescueranch.org. Reporting for KMZU, I'm Price Mintemeyer.
For more information, visit our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. I'm Matt Griffith, KMZU News.